Time to catch up with another newcomer for the Utah basketball program here on the Crimson Corner podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. We talked to former Utah State Aggie and current running Utes guard, Raleigh Worster. Raleigh, how are you, man?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. So how have the last few months been like with this change from Utah State to Utah been for you?
It's been really easy. You know, everyone's been really welcoming, and the transition's easy. You know, just moved only an hour and a half or whatever it is from Logan, so that wasn't tough. And then, you know, just getting settled and everything was super simple for me. Kept the same roommate, Marco Anthony, from Utah State. So we get along really well, so that was also pretty easy. So it was just really good.
So when you went into the portal, kind of connected, Craig Smith leaves, you go into the portal. How quick of a choice was it when you went into the portal to join the Utes?
Right away. I knew entering into the portal that that's where I'd want to go and follow Coach Smith and some of our staff that came down here as well if they wanted me. And I honestly was hoping and thought they would. So as soon as they contacted me, I was all in and ready to be a Ute.
I take it the minute you went into the portal, Craig was the first person to connect with you?
Oh, yeah. They were one of the first, for sure.
You obviously had a really solid season with the Aggies in your first year in college basketball. How would you sum that up, though?
I think it was really fun. You know, we had a great year. I think we fell short not winning our conference championship, and then I thought we could have won our game in the tournament as well. You know, we were in it for a while until the very end. But it was a great season, you know, obviously with all the circumstances with COVID-19 and everything, it was kind of way different than any normal year, which is funny because I haven't actually experienced a normal year technically because that was my freshman season. But we'll see. You know, it was really fun. I enjoyed it. But I'm glad to be here and ready to start getting to work.
What was the main reason why you went to Utah State when you were coming out of high school?
Definitely the coaching staff and the environment they built there in the basketball program. You know, I love Utah State and fell in love with that community and the school while I was there. But growing up, you know, I didn't know much about it or anything like that. It wasn't like I was a diehard fan.
Yeah.
They recruited me and the way they run things and their how professional they are about it and how they treat their players was a big reason why I committed there.
I really want to touch on this really quick. I actually covered this game when you guys were playing the Running Rebels, David Jenkins and the Running Rebels. You nearly had a triple-double. Did you know that in the game when you were a rebound and assist away from a triple-double? Did you know that?
Yeah, but the only reason was because my teammates, you know, were kind of saying stuff about it. But at that point, it was still, you know, we didn't solidify the game technically, I guess. Like, it was still decently close game. So my mind wasn't on that. You know, I just wanted to finish the game out with a win. But no, I definitely had teammates saying stuff on the sideline, kind of joking around at first. And then as I got closer and closer on the stats and stuff, they kept reminding me. But I wasn't really trying to get it. I just went out there and played and kind of just happened, I guess.
Do you and David Jenkins talk about that game down in Vegas?
Yeah, well, he led us up and I was the main defender on him for about 33. So I don't really say much about it, but we definitely talk about it.
Speaking of David Jenkins, you guys have a ton of brand new pieces on this team. Obviously you're one of them. Marco is, both of you coming over following Craig Smith. And then you guys were able to get David Jenkins from Vegas and Gabe and, you know, some other guys, but normally, I mean, a lot of you guys have a lot of college basketball experience. I mean, you have a year under your belt, but what has it been like getting to know all of these brand new faces? Because normally you would know coming to Utah, if there wasn't a lot of turnover, you know, you would already probably know just from following them here and there throughout the season, but this is almost a whole new roster.
Yeah. It's been really easy for us. And I think we all get along really well as a team on and off the floor, which is really great to start out with. And then I think now it's just about building chemistry and learning where and how people like to play on the court and like who works well together. I think that's our biggest thing, but you know, just to bring all these new guys in with the current roster that was left here, the guys that stayed and stuck around. I think we have a lot of really good pieces and I think we should be pretty good. We just got to keep working hard and build that team chemistry.
Without giving too much away, in the media, we actually, you know, can observe through tape and all that stuff, but you've actually played for Craig for a year. What is his style of play?
You know, I think the biggest thing is he lets us play. You know, he's not really controlling of the players. You know, he recruits you for a reason, and he believes in your talent, and that it contributes to how he likes to play and run the team. So most people, you know, you can come in, just play your game, fast paced, up and down the court, not too many sets and stuff like that. Just let us kind of play. And obviously we play really good defense. That was a big emphasis with all his teams, especially last year. Protect the paint, just play really hard D, and then just play our game, honestly. Nothing specific or crazy.
One of your teammates from Logan is about to get drafted here in, you know, about a week or two, in Nimi. Are you going to be keeping your eyes glued to the TV to see if Nimi's name is called?
Oh, definitely. You know, I keep up with him all the time and his stuff, which is really great for him. Super proud of him. That's super cool. And whoever takes him is lucky because he's a great player and he's really fun to play with.
So coming into the Pac-12, everyone knows it is a different playing level compared to the Mountain West. But you guys played at a very high level in the Mountain West. Have you had conversations with guys who have played in the Pac-12, the coaching staff and all that, about the, you know, differences between playing in the Mountain West and in the Pac-12?
Yeah, you know, I just think you just – and like in any transition, you just got to step your game up. And that's what all the work in the offseason is for. And I know I've been working, my teammates, coaches, everyone's been putting a lot of work into this, and we will continue to do so for the season. I wouldn't say I've had any conversation specifically about that, but you kind of just know. You know, you see the talent and watch TV and see the game. So you know what you're – or at least I know what I'm stepping into. And I just got to elevate my game this year.
From watching you, I know a lot of us believe that, you know, you're that, you know, taller point guard, especially in college, able to run an offense, can grab boards, play defense. Obviously you're guarding some of the better players on the other team and can also score the ball. What are some of the things you want to work on in this offseason heading into your first year at Utah?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just shooting outside more consistent this season. You know, I had a little drought or rough patch, I guess, last year where I didn't shoot the ball really well from outside. I think for me, that's the biggest thing, just being able to shoot the ball consistently, and then just stay in front of people on defense, continue doing that, and I think I'll be good.
I'm actually glad you kind of mentioned that drought, because players take droughts differently as far as, you know, approach to it. When you were going through that drought, how did you get out of it?
You know, I just kept working on my shot, obviously, in practice. I never stopped doing that. You know, it's just one of those things where you just got to keep shooting out of it. And honestly, that's all I did. You know, I just stayed mentally focused, kept my self-confidence up. And it was really nice because all my teammates and coaches and everything, that's one thing about our coaching staff, they got confidence in their players like crazy no matter what. So that helps a lot, just to keep confidence and just keep playing.
Craig Smith means a lot to you from coming to Logan, and then obviously you chose to follow him rather than staying in Logan when you took the Utah job. But what does Craig Smith mean to you?
A lot. You know, he's given me an opportunity now at two different high-level schools, obviously, and he believes in me, you know, with everything he has, just like I do with him as a coach. And I think that means a lot, you know, to recruit somebody and give them a scholarship to a program like this, to get your school paid for, you know, academics, and be able to play basketball and use all these facilities, I think means a lot and goes a long ways in how much he believes in me when he recruited me. So he means a ton, and he's always there for me and got my back along with all my other teammates and former teammates. So he's really great in that way, and obviously appreciate it.
You guys have got some pretty cool digs there, right? You know, the whole practice facility and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's crazy nice here.
Is it something you've already, you know, adjusted to with how nice it is? I mean, I haven't seen the, you know, stuff that is up in Logan other than the Spectrum, which we all know is very magical when you guys are playing well. But I mean, just the, you know, difference between the two.
Yeah. I mean, Logan's great. You know, everything's really nice there and high level. This is just another level on top of that. You know, every time I come in, I just enter my fingerprint in to get to the facility. It still kind of wows me, but it's just really appreciate everything here and the people who funded this and built this place, and just respect it a lot. It's really crazy to have a opportunity like this and be able to use this nice of facilities.
Two more things. One, when you were joining the Utes, what did you know about Utah basketball before you joined?
Not too much. You know, my uncle played at Weber State back in the day, so I kind of knew, like, he talked about kind of some rivalries, how they used to play all the in-state games and stuff. But I didn't know a ton. The first thing I found out was I couldn't wear 24 anymore, cause that's retired. But, besides that, I didn't know a ton, you know, but coming in, you know, through the, I can't remember what it's called. When you first come into the practice facility, though, reading all the names and kind of the history behind the program. It's a storied program. I'm just super glad to be a part of it.
Okay. So here is your message to all the Running Ute fans out there that are anxiously waiting for college football to kind of go through and then college basketball to start. What should Utah fans expect from the Running Utes this season?
Utah fans should expect a team that's going to come out and play hard, get stops on defense, and push the pace of the game, and just play hard and give it our all.
All right, Raleigh. Well, it has been great, you know, talking to you and getting to know you. We definitely are looking forward to watching you and the rest of your teammates coming up this season. Best of luck. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.